Hi, everybody. This is Katie Lear, your convention chair. Welcome to CCTB. I'm going to go ahead and start. I'd like to thank ACB Media for doing such a fabulous job. Our host is Desi Noller. Rick Morin is doing our streaming and our monitoring. So, Pat, I'm going to turn it over to you. And Barry is here. So just go ahead and start when you're ready, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am, and I am ready. And I want to welcome everyone to the Coalition and Concerns of the Totally Blind Convention meeting. My name is Patricia Lepofsky, and I want to thank Desi for hosting and Katie for helping and all that good stuff. We do have an exciting program today. I know I'm excited. But before we get started with our program, we have a few things we need to take care of, and then I will turn the floor over to our presenter. So the first thing we want to do is, did everyone receive the two sets of meeting minutes that was sent out? I need to get a motion to approve the first set, which was our convention meeting minutes from last year. Can I get a motion to do that, please? Thank you. Can I get a second?
Delore made the motion.
Thank you so much.
Who seconded it? Nancy Folsom seconded it.
Is there any discussion or comments? Hearing none. All in favor signify by saying aye. Anybody opposed? Thank you very much. Motion passes. The next thing we'll do is get a brief treasurer's report. Barbara, are you with us? Oh, excuse me. I'm sorry. I was just reminded about something. We need to approve our second set of meeting minutes, which was from our annual meeting on May 15th of this year. Did everyone get those? Okay. Okay, we have a motion to approve the minutes. Can I get a second?
Delore made the motion to approve.
Second, please.
Seconded by Katie Lear.
Okay, thank you so much. Is there any discussion? Hearing none. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, thank you so much for reminding me to do those. Okay, now we will move on to our treasurer's report. Barbara, are you here? Barbara Brown, are you with us? Okay, looks like Barbara's not here at the moment, so we can take care of that a little later. So that is basically all we are going to do regarding our business today. Right now, I will now turn the floor over to Barry Asmond, who is here today to talk with us about the amazing blind shell phone. I haven't seen this phone yet, but I sure have heard a lot about it. So I'm really anxious to see and hear what he has to say. So, Mr. Barry, you got the floor, sir.
Thank you so much, Patricia. It's great to be here. Hopefully everyone can hear me. Sorry I can't be with you guys in person today, but I guess virtual will have to do. It's a great honor to be here at the FCB conference and the opportunity to share and talk to you about the incredible Blind Shell Classic 2. So I got involved in the sight loss community back in 2014. I didn't just wake up one morning and say, I want to work with individuals from the blind community. I was actually approached by my father, who is a low vision specialist optometrist, to join the family practice, which is based out of Baltimore, Maryland. And so when I had this opportunity, I was exiting my previous chapter of working with the global airlines. And I said to myself that when I start this next chapter, of what I was going to be doing. And I honestly, I did not know what that was at that time.
Excuse me for 1 second, Mr. Berry. I don't know. There seems to be a lot of noise either in the room or coming from the hallway. Can somebody please make sure the door is closed? And if you all would please wait to talk so that our presenter can be heard by everybody. Thank you so much. Go ahead, Barry.
Thank you. So as I was saying, back in early 2014, I was getting ready to transition from leaving the global aviation industry into going into that next chapter of my life. And I did a lot of collectible merchandise for mostly was aimed towards children, you know, to commemorate that first journey, that first trip, and put a smile and create that memory. And while that is something that is very important, I felt that I have the opportunity to do more and to utilize my talents and to make a greater impact on a global level. So I was presented with this opportunity to join the family business, the low vision practice based out of Baltimore. And that was my, you know, my first really my entry point to getting involved with the blind community. You know, growing up in a eye care family, you know, you thought, or at least I thought I knew quite a bit as far as what's going on. But in reality, I really didn't know anything. And there were so many things that I was just questioning in the early days of me, you know, getting involved in the blind community. So I set out on this path where, again, previously, my goal was to put a smile on a kid's face to commemorate just a journey or a trip or an occasion. And now, as I enter this chapter in 2014, I always said to myself, I want to make a greater impact on individual and people's lives. So I'm on the front line today and have been involved with a lot of technology between low vision and blindness. And today we're going to really talk about accessible communication. Now, some of you may know that using a traditional smartphone is literally like tapping on a piece of glass. And so, like my colleague Diane says all the time, you know, it's quite difficult or doesn't really do much for someone who is blind to tap on a piece of glass. So I've been fortunate to introduce and bring to market the BlindShell Classic 2. That is our flagship accessible cell phone. And what we're going to do is we're going to go through and talk about the features and everything that that the phone can do today and where things are going. Because today, communication is so central and so important for everyone. And we feel that everyone needs to have a choice on how they want to communicate, whether that's via talking, texting, streaming, virtual, whatever it is, communication is central and a very big part of our lives. So being able to provide and create an accessible platform is not easy. And the BlindShell Classic 2, today we work in a closed environment. And what that means is that we have our own app catalog on our phone that allows individuals to choose, download, you know, select preferred applications that they will use on a daily basis or maybe once in a while for a specific task. And I think, you know, the important thing is that when we talk about accessible communications, right, we want to be able to bring as many applications as possible to our phone. And as I always say, Rome wasn't built overnight. And the same thing goes with the BlindShell Classic 2. Right? This is a platform. This is a phone that receives updates over the air, OTA, where new, you know, software updates or new applications that arrive are automatically sent directly to the end user. They do not have to leave their house. They don't have to go back to a place where they purchased the phone. They don't have to do anything. They literally have to accept the update, download, or choose that new application that has become available. So before we continue to talk about all these features, let me go ahead For those of you who do have some sight and perhaps can't see, I am holding up a Blind Shell Classic 2 in my hand. I'm holding up a Cardinal Red, the phone version. The phone comes in two different colors. I said Cardinal Red and Midnight Black. The phone is approximately 5 inches tall as I'm holding it. We get a lot of questions, people asking, is it a flip phone? No, it's not a flip phone. It's what we call like a candy shape, you know, candy bar shape. So it's about, again, 5 inches tall. It's about 2 inches wide and about a half an inch thick. And the phone has a nice size screen. Okay. Wake it up here. Has a nice size screen. A person can adjust the size of the font on the screen. They can adjust the contrast as well. And then as we go down from the screen, we then have 6 buttons. We have a small circle. We have a rectangle and another small circle. And then we have below that, we have on the, going from left to right, we have a larger circle, which is green, another rectangular bar, and a red slash. Now, that is these buttons here, these tactile buttons are the primary functionality as far as how you control the phone. Of course, we have the physical keypad below that, but I want to, you know, say as far as, you know, that red slash button, that's your like exit. You know, that is your go back button. That's like your stop button. And as my colleague Diane refers to that button as everyone's favorite button, because if you ever find yourself in trouble, all you have to do is hit back, and you'll be just fine. So the rectangular bars in the center, that is how you go up and down and make selections. And then across, you know, that larger green circle button, that is like your enter, accept button. And that will allow you to continue on and perform various functions. So again, below these 6 buttons, we then have a full physical keypad. The number 5 also has a another indentation on it as well. So you can figure out where you are as far as the placement of your fingers. Then on the left-hand side, we do have a audio control, like a rocker button, go up and down to control the volume. On the right-hand side, we have a button that allows you to, if you hold it in for a few seconds, it's going to activate the speech commands as far as for voice dictation. It's also meant to be used to quickly navigate to your favorite applications. The phone has a USB-C port for charging, and that's at the bottom of the phone. There are 2 ways to charge phone. You can go straight in with the USB-C a power cord that comes with the phone, or you can place the phone in the docking station. It comes with a docking station as well to charge the phone. On the top of the phone, we have a flashlight. That is where the flashlight is. And we also have a traditional headphone jack. I know a lot of smartphones today don't even come with a headphone jack, and that's something that we do provide, and we do, you know, feel it is a very important feature to the phone. Now let's go ahead and go to the back of the phone. We have a camera, and then we have a button here that's below the camera. It's indented a little bit into the phone, and that is what we have, an SOS button. That can be programmed. It's fully customizable to any phone number. Now talk about, you know, programming phones. On the keypad, a person can save up to 10 speed dial numbers for quick dialing. Now, as we're still going through as far as the, you know, the actual hardware, I do want to open up, take off the back case. So if I take off the back case, there is on the bottom left-hand side, when you flip over the phone, there is a little bit of a notch. You put your finger in there, and that will remove the back case. Now, here is where we have a removable battery. Talking about the battery, this battery is long lasting, approximately 96 hours. So there are many people out there who don't necessarily have to charge their phone on a daily basis. Of course, the battery power goes by how, you know, frequently and how much you use your phone. but you know, people are charging their phone maybe once or maybe twice a week at the most. But below the battery compartment is where we have two SIM card bays, where is where you put your a micro SIM card. And then to the right of the SIM bays, we have a SD slot where you can put a SD card up to 128 gig and store photos, audiobooks, and stuff like that. So that's, I think, a very good overview of the actual hardware. I'm going to power up the phone here now. And the way you power up the phone is by you hold down that red slash. Person will feel a little bit of a vibration when the power comes on. On the home screen, you have the Blind Shell logo right now, and then you're going to hear a melody come up. I think my colleague said about 30, it's like 32 seconds, I think it comes up as far as when the phone actually turns on. So we're going to go in and talk about some of the features, some of the applications now. I think it's important to say is that it's never status quo at Blind Shell USA. We are always looking to, continue to break down barriers, provide individuals with options. And here's that melody. And to be able to, again, to allow people to communicate and perform activities and do things that they want to do.
12:16 p.m.
So as if you guys can hear.
10.
I'm going to raise the volume here, and the volume on its highest is quite loud. A person can adjust the voice of the phone to male, female. You have different accents. You want Australian, you want British. It comes with all different types of options with that. It comes with all different, as far as sounds, notifications. I mean, we're talking about like endless, and we do have some people who are also putting on their own custom tunes and stuff like that. So plenty of options there. And of course, we're going to get to questions afterwards. So when we go in, again, as far as using the phone, you can talk about these two rectangular bars that are really right up, that go right, start right above the two. And that is how you go ahead and start flipping through and navigating through the menu. Now, I want to talk about, as far as this navigation, everything is menu driven. There is no tapping on the glass. There is no gestures. There's no swiping. Everything is menu driven. We can use some voice commands to open up apps. Of course, we can use speech to text to create text messages, to, to tell it to make a phone call. And of course, to send an email. Talking about, sending an email, we just recently added the Bluetooth keyboard capability. So you can pair up a keyboard. And so you could type it out on a keyboard if that's easier for you. And just talk about Bluetooth. We also, in addition to that headphone jack, we also have Bluetooth capabilities for headphones. So the phone has really a, plenty of options when it comes to its features and applications. But I think, we can go through and talk about, some of the high level features, applications that people are using and people are really, proud to use and really enjoying, let's say. So one, hopefully many of you out there are familiar with AIRA, that's A-I-R-A, the Live Virtual Assistant. Very proud to say that the Blind Shell Classic 2 features AIRA. This was a partnership, one of our early partnerships that we implemented last year. It was really important to us to bring AIRA to the Blind Shell Classic 2. We know how much it means to so many out there. And it's been an incredible opportunity to be working with AIRA and to have it on our phone. So possibly people out there may not realize this, but AIRA, by the way, just in case you don't know what AIRA is, AIRA is a live virtual assistant. You can connect to a live virtual assistant, an AIRA agent, and they will help you out when it comes to maybe crossing the street, to be able to read something to you, to maybe look at a financial document. AIRA is a trusted company that it, from what I understand, is fully bonded, insured. And I know that the blind community relies on IRA for some of those, you know, precious and really, you know, confidential details that sometimes, you know, we may be cautious as far as who we share things with. So they are a great source for that. IRA provides free, I believe it's 5 free minutes every other day to anyone out there. And on top of that, they provide free minutes if you were to go to locations like a Starbucks, to Target, Meijer supermarkets, various airports, financial institutions, universities. I mean, really, the list goes on, and they continuously add to their list of their access partners. And so if you were to take the Blind Shield Classic 2 and go into, again, let's say Starbucks, and you want assistance with reading the menu, or you want just assistance with ordering, or whatever assistance you want, that will not cost you anything to use the IRA service at Starbucks, McDonald's, Target, again, and that list goes on. And you can find the complete list of IRA access partners on the IRA website. And IRA website is IRA, AIRA.io. The phone, moving on as far as applications, we have Alexa on the phone. Alexa is becoming more and more integral to people's lives. And you can, you know, pair up so many different applications to Alexa in itself, which I think is amazing. We've recently had, I heard a recent comment from a Blind Shell user where they were originally from Chicago, living in Florida, but they happened to be still a Chicago Cubs fan. They wanted to listen to their Chicago Cubs baseball games on their Blind Shell. And what they did was they have an MLB audio subscription. They paired it up with Alexa, and now through Alexa on the Blind Shell, they're able to listen to those baseball games wherever they are. And it's, you know, stories like that are really, you know, that make an impact. You know, maybe it may sound so simple, mundane, but being able to provide that little, you know, extra independence and being able to provide that level of communication, being able to provide that to someone where it means so much to them, it means all the world to us. So, you know, Alexa has so many things. You can control your lights. You can have your, you know, whether it's music playlists and there's audio books. I mean, the list goes on as far as what you can accomplish today with Alexa. Speaking of audiobooks, our most popular app request last year and up until early this year was Bard. Bard was the number one request, and we brought that to the Blind Shell Classic 2 platform earlier this year. It is a very popular app and heavily used by the Blind Shell community. We also have here on the phone, we recently added Zoom. I also want to talk about, we just added Spotify, that is for music subscriptions. We have WhatsApp, we have Google Lookout. Now, I know I can't see you guys here, but, and I don't know if I would tell you to raise your hands, but I'm just curious, you know, Google Lookout, how many of you could just, you know, think to yourself, how many of you have heard of Google Lookout? Google Lookout is an incredible, incredible app where you can, it can have you detect currency. It could read to you. That would be text to speech. You can use it to identify food labels. It's quite fascinating because it's not scanning a barcode. It's actually looking at the actual product and it's comparing it to images out there, let's say on the internet, and then telling you what it is and more information about it. I know I've heard from some of our customer service reps that someone wanted to have the currency, currency detection, you know, quickly and easily accessible for them on their phone. So we were able to have it saved as a favorite by just clicking that favorite button. And every time they click that button, it brought up the currency detection really fast, really smooth, and just a phenomenal, phenomenal application. We are, you know, talking to the rideshare folks to bring their apps to our phone. Speaking of rideshare, I want to specifically mentioned that Uber, just in the past couple of weeks, officially launched a program where you can now call and request an Uber. You do need to use a phone, so the Blindshell Classic 2 would be a great device for that. You call Uber, you speak with someone, you basically tell them where you are, where you're going. They'll send you a text message right to your phone with the confirmation. They will also then receive a text as far as with the details for your car. You can listen to that text message here on your Blindshell and go on your way wherever you are going. So it's a great feature if even in place of the app until we have that available on the phone. So, we are continuously, bringing more and more to this platform. We're scheduled to launch a new app. Right now, it is scheduled for next Tuesday, June 6th. It is an app. Can't say what it is yet, guys, but you'll have to check back on Tuesday. It's a app that is definitely specifically caters to individual sight. It's an app that was created and provides great information. I'll leave it like that. So very excited to be launching that as well. We do have Be My Eyes here on the phone as well. Be My Eyes is a volunteer service. I know people who use Aira for more higher level tasks, but maybe they'll use Be My Eyes for a simple task where they don't have to worry, from their safety as far as, what color is my shirt or something like along those lines. Very simple, requests. Again, the phone actually has a built-in digital magnifier. It goes up to around 8x. We have a flashlight on here. It has a light sensor as far as being able to tell you if there is light in the room. The phone is just packed with so many features. We do offer some accessories as well for the phone as far as a case. Spare batteries. And I want to also, mention a big program which we just launched literally less than 3 weeks ago. Maybe people out there are familiar with the Affordability Connectivity Program. That is a program that is federally funded by the FCC. And we are proud to bring this program to the sight loss community. We launched it, again, just about 3 weeks ago. It provides free monthly wireless service where someone who is eligible can receive free monthly wireless service. And it is just a wonderful, wonderful program. It's very easy to qualify. Of course, you can learn more about this on our website at blindshellusa.com, blindshellusa.com. Some of the quick, and easy qualifications are if you're on Medicaid, if someone's on Medicaid, SSI, SNAP, Veterans and Survivors Pension Benefit, WIC, someone received a Pell Grant during the current, award year, they are automatically eligible. You can click on our website, get qualified, fill out the application, and most people will get qualified and approved within 20 to 30 seconds after submitting that application. So it's a great way to receive free monthly wireless. It's unlimited data, talk, text, and you also get a SIM card. I'm going to talk about it now, the phone is, as far as wireless carriers, it's always a question that comes up. The phone works straight out of the box on T-Mobile. T-Mobile is the preferred wireless carrier. However, there are plenty of wireless carriers that also utilize T-Mobile's network, companies like Telo, Consumer Cellular, which actually uses AT&T towers. Wireless carriers that use AT&T carriers are also acceptable. Just have to make a minor adjustment. And that is, I would say, a big part of this. I know we're talking about Florida here, but sort of go back to the free monthly wireless. That is available today in 47 states and growing. Of course, Florida is included, and really exciting to be able to bring this program to individuals who may not be aware of this and who really can benefit from it. So very exciting times. I do also want to mention that if someone is applying for the free monthly wireless service, they are entitled to a $50 discount off the cost of the Blind Shell Classic 2. The Blind Shell Classic 2 costs $489. If you are applying for the ACP program, you can receive that $50 discount and pay $439, and you are good to go. Typically, when people sign up for the free monthly wireless, once they're approved, they're going to receive their SIM card within 3 to 5 days. And you know, if individuals need assistance when it comes to inserting that SIM card, we are here. My colleagues are here to be able to provide that assistance. We also are very proud and take a lot of pride as far as being very close to the front line and being part of the sight loss community. We have two live streams, which we are very active. One is called the Blind Shell 101, which does take place on the ACB community platform every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern. My colleague, Diane Ducharme, she's our senior program manager. She is the host of that program. It's called Blind Shell 101, and it meets every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern. That Blind Shell 101 is a live stream that takes a deep dive into specific applications. So someone maybe who's not so tech savvy, they can participate. And of course, they can ask questions. We open up to questions. And it's a great opportunity to just learn more and to educate oneself. Hello. And then we also have Talking Points, which meets every other Thursday at 1 p.m. And that's basically about a 45 to 60 minute live stream where we talk everything about the Blind Shell phone, what's coming, what's in the works. We hear from the community, people share their insight, and it's just a great opportunity for us and our team to interact and to hear what's going on throughout the community. So there's a lot going on with Blind Shell, and very happy to be here today to be part of this conference. I think I've gone through everything, but I'm sure I've forgotten maybe something. So perhaps if we have an opportunity to open it up to the floor with any questions, I would be more than happy to take your questions.
Okay. Wow. That sounds
a lot like to digest.
Good question. Hold on.
I'm sorry. We're having a hard time hearing you up here.
Okay. This is Doug. I have two questions.
Doug, if you could hang on for 1 second. Okay. I just want to say we are going to open up the floor. For those on Zoom, please raise your hands. And when it's your turn, you will be acknowledged. For those in the room, we do have a mic runner here, I believe. So if you have a question, just go ahead and raise your hand and someone will bring the microphone over to you. So thank you. Thank you, Doug. Go ahead.
Okay. I have two questions. Number one, this morning at the guide dog meeting, I was asked a question. Assistance Dogs International has a digital ID that can go on a smartphone. And the question that I got this morning was, would this ID go, would you be able to use the this device for that ID?
Great question. So I will address that. This is the first time I'm ever hearing of something as far as a digital ID. Can you maybe elaborate and share with me what that digital ID is?
The digital ID, and it would have the person's picture and the name of the person and the name of the dog and proof of vaccinations, including rabies vaccinations. And basically, it's an ID that a person would be able to carry with them on their phone if they needed to demonstrate, instead of having to carry a piece of paper or whatever is with them.
Gotcha.
And they want to know if the Blind Shell would, if they could use the blind, if they had a Blind Shell, would they be able to use that digital ID?
That's a great question. And I'm really happy you brought this up and asked this question. I don't have an immediate answer, but I'm going to assume the answer is yes, we're going to be able to accommodate that. And the reason why is that we have an app. I believe the app is called, let me pull up and tell you the exact name. And by the way, when you go to our website, blindshellusa.com, that's blindshellusa.com, in the bottom, in the footer, we have a link where it takes you to the app library, app catalog, where you can see all the apps that are featured on the phone. We have an app called Card Wallet. Card Wallet is meant to retain like loyalty program, you know, information and stuff like that. I'm going to have to say that this is the place where something like that digital ID belongs. And it's something that I would love to, you know, learn more about this and see how we can really make this integrate and to confirm that it would work there. And if it doesn't, do what it takes to bring that to the phone.
Well, I'll tell you what I'll do. I will ask the person ADI to give you a call.
Yes, if you can do that, that would be greatly appreciated. I would love to speak with them and get this in the works.
Okay, my next question, and you kind of answered it. Where would a person using the Blind Shell go to download apps?
Okay, so where a person would go is that they're going to go into applications.
And media,
what
books,
they do is
games,
they go into
online, shopping, app catalog,
right here in the app catalog. And by the way, when you heard that, it's a 10 of 10. So every menu that a person goes into, it tells you basically how many, you know, things are in that menu. So here's the app catalog. This phone is not connected to the internet right now. There's no SIM card in it. So it's probably, we're not going to be able to go, we're not going to be able to browse through it. But basically, that is where you go. You go into applications. You scroll down.
Games, vision, online, shopping, app catalog.
To the app catalog, and you go from there.
One of four.
Okay, so Blind Shell has specific applications that it will permit. So you don't go to a general app store or whatever it is.
Correct. Correct. As I said earlier, we operate in a closed ecosystem. However, the phone actually runs on Android underneath the hood. Now, you can't access like the regular Google Play Store. And the reason why we really don't want people, you know, just downloading applications is that our concern is that we would do actually greater harm, actually, because there are plenty of apps out there when from an accessibility standpoint. Maybe they're only like 75 or 80% or even 90% accessible, right? And then it's going to cause a greater problem. So everything is, you know, tested over and over again before we release an actual app. We have, you know, a lot of mainstream applications already on the phone. We're continuing to add more and more as far as applications. One thing I glossed over was email, right? We have email on the phone. A person can have multiple email accounts, whether if they want for personal or for business. So, you know, the phone is truly packed with so many features.
Okay, thank you for that. I hope he answered your questions, Doug. Do we have any more hands in the room before we see if there's any more hands on Zoom? Okay,
yes,
go ahead.
I was just given a microphone, so I guess it must be me next. I'm Shirley, and I had two things. Number one, I understand that there have been some talks, or maybe you guys are in the talking process with Verizon, and I wanted to know the latest on that. And also, I've been told that you're possibly working to have an app for a continuous glucose monitor, and there are a couple of those out. And if you are working with one of those, I'm curious to find out which one that might be. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Two great questions. So let's address the first one first. Verizon. Yes, we are in talks with Verizon, and it is an ongoing process. Unfortunately, it's a very slow process. They've advised us it's around the 9 to 12 months as far as to go through and to move this along. I can't, you know, make any guarantees. But I will say, you know, off the record, I'm going to share this with you because you bring it up, but I don't want to encourage anyone to do this. If someone were to put an actual Verizon SIM card into our phone, the good thing is that it will work, right? But Verizon and all the wireless carriers, they are very sophisticated. And what could happen down the road, whether it could be 5 minutes, it could be a week, it could be 6 months. If Verizon picks up an undetected device, something that's not approved technically for their network, they could shut it down without notice. And that's why I said it's off the record. I do not want to encourage anyone to do this. But that's, for us, that was like, I think, phase one is like, does Verizon actually work on our phone? And the answer is yes. And now it's a matter of going through the formalities to get that in place. Your second question, as far as healthcare, yes, we are in talks with multiple companies to bring glucose monitoring to the phone. It's a very important category. And I am tied to NDAs as far as from a confidentiality standpoint, as far as to share which ones we are in talks with, but we are in talks with the large ones. And, I'm hopeful that we'll be able to make this a reality later on in 2023.
Okay. Let me check with Desi. Desi, do we have any hands in Zoom?
No, Patricia, we do not.
Okay, wonderful. Anyone else here on the floor that would like to ask a question?
Yes.
Go ahead.
I have a mic. Thank you for a great presentation. As far as technology goes, does your current phone, the version or model 2, does it have a LiDAR built into it?
No, great question. It does not have LiDAR built into it.
Okay, would that not severely limit you from the apps that could give you distances and so on?
So the phone today, we have an app, it's like GPS points and localization. But the phone today doesn't have anything as far as navigation just yet. That is something that is in the works. As everyone knows, Rome wasn't built overnight. And this is, an ongoing continuous development. We have a large team of developers that literally work around the clock to continue to, build on this foundation that we have already released. So I would say stay tuned. There's plenty in the works. And as I said, the phone just keeps getting better and better every day.
Next question. Microsoft Soundscape. I'm sure you're familiar with it.
One more time. Can you repeat that?
Microsoft Soundscape.
You can share with me a little more about it.
Sure. Microsoft Soundscape is a navigation app that is specifically for blind users. And let's say you're walking. As you're walking in a neighborhood, it'll name the street coming up. And every time you come towards a street, it'll tell you what direction you're headed in, whether the road goes to the left or only to the right or both directions. And they have, as of the end of June this year, they have unfortunately made it open source and will no longer be hosting it. That is something you guys may want to look into, especially seeing that you're selling your phones, I would assume, mostly to blind users.
So, yes. So I will thank you for bringing this up. I'm taking notes here, and it's something that we will look into.
Sure. And as I say, Microsoft have made it open source. So if you develop your own apps, that would be a great time to do it, because as of the end of June, there's only one other company on Apple or Android that offers anything remotely similar, but it's not even close to as good as Soundscape.
Okay. So, yeah. So, I mean, we do have some things in the works already. There's stuff that's, I can't share just yet, but, along the navigation side. But I will definitely pass this on to my team, and we'll see what we can do with it.
Thank you. My last question, quick and easy one. On your GPS, do you have the L1 and the L5 chipsets, or only the L1?
Honestly, I cannot answer that question because I'm not familiar with that level of details when it comes to the technology.
Okay, I was just curious.
Yeah, no, that I do not know. You're the first person to ever ask that question, so I'm sorry, I can't answer it. But thank you.
Okay. One more, hold on.
Okay, are there any more hands?
One more, hold on.
Okay.
I will take a while to get around.
Came in a little. Contacts. So how does that work when I just want to call someone? Can I just button on that phone and it will, do I just dictate it like I do now? Call.
I'm sorry, I'm having difficulty hearing the question. If you can speak into the microphone.
How do you make a, like you want to make a phone call? I'm sorry.
So the question is how do you make a phone call?
I'm sorry, I came in late, so forgive me. I have a whole bunch of.
So, well, one
the person asking the question, can you speak a little bit louder into the mic, please?
I'm sorry. Now I'm speaking louder. I can't even hear.
Okay,
me.
There you go.
Okay. I came in a little late, so I'm sorry I didn't hear all about how to make a phone call. I do have an iPhone, so I just hit my button and I say to my iPhone, call Sally Brown.
Browse catalog, 1 of 4.
Okay, so there are a couple ways how you can make a phone call. One, let me just go to the home screen.
46 p.m.
You can just literally start dialing. I don't have a SIM card in here, but so it won't work. But you can literally just dial a number on the keypad and then hit the larger circle above the number 1 to make a phone call. You can have the number 1 pre-programmed in your speed dial to anyone you prefer, right? And you could hold that down, make a phone call. You can hold, there's a button on the side of the phone. And when I hold that button in, so when it says I listen after a beep, which is said now, you can say call.
I did not understand the command.
You can tell it to make that phone call to someone who's in your contact list. You can also go into, scroll down to make a phone call.
Dial contact.
You could dial by contact.
Dial number.
You could dial by number here. Look at your call history.
Statistics.
I mean, there's like multiple ways how you make a phone call.
So it does sort of work just like by the contacts. You have to
yes.
Down.
Yes.
Just ask the phone then to dial that.
Yes. As long as they're in there, the phone will dial. Yes.
Put the contacts in. Do you have to type
yes.
It? Do that.
Yes.
Can't do it verbally. In other words, you can't do it.
Oh, no. You can say call 1. You know, 305, da 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 da. Yes. Yes, you can.
All set.
Okay. We'll take one more hand and then we're going to let Barry go so that we can take care of a few other things. Is there anybody else that would like to ask a final question? And then, Barry, I would like you to give your contact information.
This is Shelley Sawyer. I have a quick question. I have this phone and I like it very much. I'm learning as I go. I also have an iPhone. My Alexa app and my Alexa account are on my iPhone. Am I going to have any difficulty installing the Alexa app on another device? I've never tried it, so I'm just, okay.
Yeah, great question. And thank you so much for being part of the Blind Shell community. We appreciate your support. The answer is yes. You can have multiple devices, and if you need any assistance with that, you can call our toll-free number and speak with our customer service team, and we will help and provide you with some insight on that. But yeah, you can definitely have it on multiple devices.
Okay, go ahead.
Are you talking to me?
Who has a question?
Oh, I thought it was a gentleman's first I heard, but maybe not.
Hello. I previously worked with people that have receive food stamps, SSI, or other benefits which would qualify for your free internet program. However, they also in Florida are able to get a phone for free. Do you have any plans to reach out to those people, whoever they are, because I don't know who actually does it, to let them in certain circumstances, like if they qualified as a blind person and all that, to get a blind shell for free? Or if you don't, how much would the payments be if you if they get on the payment program?
Great question. So I'll tell you like this. For companies out there that offer, you know, free phones to go with these free monthly wireless service, the phones that they are providing, one, are typically not accessible, right? And they are very inexpensive phones, and they are basically, you know, given away to individuals for that sole purpose. So at this point in time, we are not in a position to just give away phones. Obviously, you know, our phones, you know, there's a cost to it, and you know, we obviously we're not in a position to do that. There are many, you know, and again, it depending in Florida, there are, I know in Florida, I don't think it's the case, but like we work with a lot of like, you know, like Commission for the Blind, you know, like Relay Communication agencies, many of them do give away or will provide a complimentary phone to users. So, you know, there are plenty of resources out there to receive, you know, a free phone. It's just a matter of what's available in a person's local area. And one of the things that I think, you know, when we launched this program a few weeks ago, one of the things that we always knew is that when a, whether it's a federal or a state agency provides a, you know, free phone to an individual, they do not provide the free service as far as the monthly wireless service. So now it's been a, you know, it's really been a game changer for a lot of the agencies out there, that they know now that they can provide a phone to someone, and the likelihood of them also qualifying for the free monthly wireless service is very high. And so it's a win-win for the end user. If someone were to go on our website, blindshellusa.com, you would see in the menu, it says Blind Shell Mobile. Blind Shell Mobile is where we have all the information about the free monthly wireless service. And if someone is here, or you know someone that's part of an organization, whether it's federal, state, independent organization, or even a company that wants to partner and collaborate with us to bring this, you know, free monthly wireless service to their constituents, we are doing that. And so it's something that's been very, very popular since we launched it. And we have all the information on our website, where people can learn more about all these, you know, programs that we have. So again, there are, just to reiterate, there are agencies out there, maybe not necessarily everywhere, but we do work with a lot of, you know, federal and state agencies. Like the VA, for example, does provide Blind Shell Classic 2s to the veterans. So I think, you know, in many cases, you have to ask and request and, you know, be an advocate for yourself, and hopefully you will have success.
Wonderful. Thank you very much, Barry. Unfortunately, we are not going to be able to take any more questions at this time. We're going to have to end soon. So Barry, at this point, why don't you give everyone your contact information? So if they do have more questions or would like to find out how they can purchase, then they'd be able to do that.
Absolutely. So again, Patricia and the entire FTB team, thank you so much for giving me this opportunity to come on today to introduce Blind Shell USA, the Blind Shell Classic 2, our flagship accessible cell phone. It's been great. The questions have been great. And I said, I wish I could have been there in person together with you guys. So I'll have to take a rain check, God willing, for the future. If someone does want to learn more about the Blind Shell Classic 2, the free monthly wireless service, the apps that we have on the phone, and just anything about the Blind Shell platform, you can learn more at blindshellusa.com. That's BLINDSHELLUSA.com. Blindshellusa.com is where we have everything featured on our website. A lot of information. We do also have a toll-free number, and that number is 833-972-2020. That's 833-972-2020. If you want to send us an email, very simple, info@blindshellusa.com. Again, thank you so much for the invitation. I truly enjoyed this presentation, and I'm hopeful that the crowd, everyone here participating, was able to learn more and know that there's a great option out there when it comes to accessible communication.
And thank you very much for being here. We appreciate your time today, Barry. Enjoy the rest of your weekend.
My pleasure. Thank you, and be well, everyone. Take care.
Okay, so we are about the 4 minute, I think we have about 4 minutes left before the end of our meeting. Everybody who's out there listening, you can still hang on. We're going to take care of one more detail, and that is our treasurer's report. And I believe she's here. So Barbara, you want to do one very quickly?
Okay, from our last meeting a few weeks ago, there have been no clear transactions. So the account amount remains the same, $2,943.90. And we do have two pending debits. We have the $100 for the Amazon gift card and the two $25 gift cards, $50 Amazon gift card, $25 for Outback and $25 for Publix. And then we have the two that we put in for the president, for the board representative, $129, and for the vice president, $99. Yes. And that's it for the treasury report until the June report comes out.
Thank you, Barbara. Motion to approve the treasurer's report, please. Second, please.
Jason made a motion to accept.
All right. All in favor?
Who was the second? Second was Doug.
Okay. Any discussion really quick? Barbara, what's the balance right now?
$2,943.90.
Okay, great. Okay. Any questions about her report? Hearing none, all in favor? Anyone opposed? Thank you, everyone, for being here today. We hope you enjoyed the program. I want to thank everybody out there in ACB Media Land, on Amazon Alexas, and listening on Victor Readers and on Zoom. Thank you, everybody, and everybody in this room, of course. Thank you for coming. We really appreciate it. Enjoy the rest of your weekend.